So let's start on like what our thought processes were. So I think like originally we were going to do Deliveroo, but then that didn't really work.
To start with, we had a Deliveroo idea. And then we like went on to thinking, oh, what if we bake something? What if we did something that we can all do? And we all decided on cookies because it was the quickest thing to cook.
Yeah, we got redacted.
Yeah, we were going to do like a V&A delivery and like delivering to different houses. But then we thought it was a bit too complicated, so we were like trying to look for new ideas.
Yeah, we did get rejected because we didn't really think through the money process. But then we decided on a cake delivery, which we thought was actually very handy. And a lot of people were actually interested in the business. And for this, we actually thought through the process of like money and the finance. And yeah.
So we thought, what would be the least inexpensive thing to bake? So we thought of cookies because it's limited ingredients and really quick to cook.
And everyone likes cookies.
Yeah. And also like our idea was really unique because there were other people do like bake sales and they sell like individual cookies to individual people. We were like group selling to whole houses and HMs for their whole houses. So it means we knew what definite orders we were going to get and there was less waste products as well as it was more unique.
And the profits were like quite high. I think it was like 5x profit at some points depending on how many you order.
Our first order, we decided to have a soft launch. So we sold 100 cookies to the Raglan for a reduced price of £70. We then realised that the Raglan has then sold them on for £1.50 rather than the 70p.
Did they mean £90 profit?
Are you kidding?
No. But this is
what spurred us on to make more money.
Them because they are making more money for charity.
Due to the Raglan conning us, we thought we need to fight back, you know? So it gave us more motivation and power to succeed in our business. So we started discussing and planning on how we can make more money and how we can make people happier. So then we stopped the reduced discounts after we saw what the Raglan did, backstabbed us. And then it was £1 per cookie. And after that, it was actually quite a good decision we made as a lot more people did order those cookies for £1. For example, the classics department ordered some, and sorry, there was quite a bit of a struggle with the Wi-Fi.
But they still came through and they came and met us and paid somewhere else where there was Wi-Fi.
Also, thank you so much for Mr. Dahl for buying our cookies. We are extremely grateful. It gave us a lot of motivation, actually, that everyone would want to buy our cookies. There are a lot of people in our house who bought several cookies. We sold out the first couple of days. We bought in cookies just for everyone to come and buy some.
And that was really motivation.
A lot of people bought like cookies for themselves and their friends, which I thought was actually very kind. And
also one thing I think we can add is we did like those different methods of like selling. Like we did big bulks. We did like a sale in-house. We like just asked people as well.
Yeah. It proved quite effective, the bulk orders, because we knew exactly how much we needed to make and exactly what money we'd get in and what money we'd, like, profit we'd have.
For the environment also, like, it was with the ingredients and the sustainability.
Yeah, we didn't waste anything.
When we recycled the cookie trays, we also reused it when selling it to others, but we obviously cleaned it, so we didn't have to spend more money and we couldn't buy more plastic things.
I think our most like biggest challenge was the fact that we didn't have enough oven space. Yeah. So it took me 5 minutes to make like the actual cookie dough. But then when it came to the cooking part, it might take an hour, 2 hours to get through like 100 cookies.
Also, it's kind of hard to keep them the same between like you and me, for example, because like the first batch were like really sticky and then they just turned out like weird. And then the others are like less sticky. So it just depended, like we had to like make sure that we did like the same baker for each batch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And obviously they're all like what natural ingredients. You have different size eggs, different size, like different amount of sugar.
Yeah.
I think overall, we did really well with the advertising and we got to the last week and we figured out how to do it and what worked.
And we did quite good, like sending out emails to loads of different people so we got as many replies as possible. We can make as much money as possible.
And in the end, we actually did manage to make £360 in only 3 weeks, which I think was a very good profit. I think in the future, though, we have
we can have many other ways to approach this business. Maybe, for example, I think in the first week we emailed several people, but as we got to the second week, we just stopped emailing people and there was some confusions. And I think we just needed to communicate and still keep up the momentum of
I think we also got more replies from our emails, maybe more detailed in the emails. And then we also like explained what charities we were giving to.
Individual emails work better than
than group emails. So we definitely like learned over the process what things worked better and what things didn't work so well.
Yeah. We are also extremely grateful and happy for all of these donations that were given by the houses and people from other houses just coming and teachers, as all of this money has gone to a charity called Refuge. Refuge is the UK's largest organisation dedicated to supporting women and children escaping domestic violence and abuse. Refuge provides essential services and resources to help individuals rebuild their lives, and we are committed to raising as much money as possible for this cause. Luckily, we have raised £360 and all of this has gone to Refuge, and we are extremely grateful for those houses who have helped and supported us in this initiative.
Oh yeah, and thank you to Mr. Randall for helping with our idea.
And our final step along this process will be replying to every person that's bought cookies, saying thank you.